You know, for all the things I've said about this place, I have to admit it feels like coming home. I guess that's why they call it the homeland. How are you feeling, sweetie? Are you okay? Magic travel can be a bit nauseating for the first-timers, and it wasn't really developed with humans in mind. Do you need a second to breathe? Well, don't push yourself. Oh, just a minute. You're going to need some moisturizer. It's hot and dry here all year round. Great for Lamia's scales, but not so much for human skin. I got some that works as a sunblock, too. Missed a spot. Come here. Boop. All set. Now, just stick by me, okay? The absolute last thing we want is for you to get lost. Unaccompanied humans are supposed to be taken to the guardhouse until their owner can be found. But unfortunately, that's not always how it plays out. We're going to pass through the main market. It's going to be a little crowded, but honestly, it's best to stay where there are lots of Lamia and people. We might do some shopping here sometime soon, but for now... Hey, you absolutely not! Get your tail off his ankle this instant! Honestly, do we look like the sort? Unbelievable. Come on, sweetie. It's nothing. Rest assured, she wasn't going to hurt you. It's just a little tradition that some Lamias have. One that I'm not particularly fond of, no. Well, I suppose so. You should learn as much of our ways as you can while you're staying here. When a Lamia coils the tip of her tail around a human's ankle, she's expressing interest, shall we say. She was asking if I would share you, as if. It's an old practice from when Lamias didn't travel out into the world so much. There weren't a lot of humans in the homeland, so it was customary to... Well, I think you understand what I mean. It was mainly done so that every Lamia could have children if they wanted, but it wasn't only for that purpose, Kinky. We seem to be naturally drawn to humans that way. Oh, it's not a common practice anymore, though. Getting a human is a lot easier these days. Usually you only see Lamia's coil and ankle in the seedier parts of town, which is why I was so offended. If anyone ever does that to you again, you let me know right away, okay? I really do hope that old tradition hasn't started coming back into popularity while I was gone. Anyway, let's get moving, shall we? We're not too far from my place. We can relax in privacy there. Well, the reason I got it so fast is because it was already mine to begin with. I didn't have to buy it. It's the same home I used to live in before I left the homeland to go see the world. That's where I found you. Well, that's why this was the only real solution to our housing situation. I would have loved to have sold it to someone else so it didn't just stand here empty all these years, but, well, it's reserved for me and me alone. Here we are! This is your new home for the foreseeable future. Yes, well, it certainly is big, if nothing else. Honestly, though, I preferred our comfy little condo, but having a lot of space does have its perks. Think of the rooms we can inaugurate. Well, nice to see they've kept everything clean. Seems like a bit of wasted effort to me, but they wanted it to be ready for me any time I decided to come back. I suppose it did pay off in the end, though, didn't it? Just the servants. While I was gone, they would come and visit to clean, but they'll be moving in with us shortly. That's another thing I'd rather do without, but they sort of come with the place. Came with the dream, if you know what I mean. Yes, I guess you could say that I am. I might, maybe, have hidden something from you, my sweetie. Not because I wanted to keep secrets from you, of course not. It just, well, it makes me uncomfortable to talk about it, so I kind of kept putting it off. Shying out, if you will. I'm something of an important religious figure in the Lamia homeland. Not by choice, mind you. Well, Do you remember the story I told you when we first met? The one about the first Lamia, Echidna. All the Lamia revere her, right? She's not quite a goddess to us, but maybe something like a saint? Most Lamias believe that Echidna reincarnates every so often to watch over her descendants. I'm considered to be one possible reincarnation. But there are six others, and each of us gets a special mansion to live in. Someday one of us will do something that supposedly marks us as Echidna reincarnated, and whoever that is will go on to live in the palace. I don't like thinking about it because it feels so unearned. I didn't do anything to deserve to live in my own mansion or be revered aside from answering some questions in just the right way when I was barely old enough to speak. It's a big part of the reason why I left to live with the humans. Everything there I have is earned. I didn't feel like an imposter there. Which, now that I think of it, is sort of ironic, isn't it? Well, Lamia. I'm lucky that Echidna candidates are allowed to live life however they choose. I don't know if I could have bared living any other way. Anyway, that's enough about me and my past. What I really want to talk about is you and your future. So come here. Let me coil around more than just your ankle. I'm interested. Oh, I may not be a fan of the way I'm treated here, but not gonna lie, I'm gonna take full advantage of it to keep you safe. Nothing is ever going to happen to you while I'm around. Promise. You're so special to me. Somehow you fell in love with me despite everything. Despite finding out I was a Lamia. Despite being threatened by a group that wanted me dead. I have to pretend I'm somebody I'm not, whether I live with humans or Lamias, but you know and love the real me. And I've never really had that before. For that, I love you more than anything. No matter what, I'm always going to put you first, sweetie.